Free Talk Live. This is your show. You take control toll-free if you want to. Otherwise, we'll bring up whatever we want. It is the Wednesday night edition, and here with you, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
So, we're missing... What were we going to call him while he was gone?
Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe's not here.
Sloppy Joe.
We're missing the Slopster for tonight and for the next about 2 weeks, I guess, or a week and a half or so. So we're going to have our regular three extra gentlemen filling in.
So where's Sloppy at?
He's apparently on a sailboat in the Caribbean or something like that.
Yeah, so, missing out.
Well, there's a chance he may never come back. Guys, I mean, hey. if a thunderstorm strikes and the wind blows the boat over...
Wilson! He'll be on a deserted island with only his beach ball for a friend.
And his wife.
Well, you know, you never know what happens in those accidents.
Yeah. Imagine being... we've all been in relationships. Imagine being on a deserted island with your significant other. Talk about frustrating. Talk about... That'll get to you.
Well,
anyway.
Isn't that what marriage is all about?
Yeah, right? 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can bring up anything political, personal, whatever is on your mind. And, of course, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where you can join us on the bulletin board system. It's kind of like the digital playground for Free Talk Live with hundreds of users. And we're approaching the 500 mark, as well as thousands of posts, over 14,000 posts for you to surf around through all kinds of different topics. It's all fun and it's all free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you join us there. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Well, gentlemen, when we start the show, normally we bring something up, but if there's someone on the line holding, we'll go straight to the call. So let's talk to George in, I guess, Washington, D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Jason.
Good evening.
Greetings, hey. George.
Hey, I was just calling here not to do a political argument with some of my friends who are more of the right-wing nature, and they start using liberal as an insult. I was like, dude, when did it become an insult or a bad thing to be liberal? I mean, I'm looking at dictionary.com here, for example, and it just... And liberal doesn't mean left wing.
When we're talking about the word liberal, George, I mean, there are so many different definitions. The words liberal and conservative these days do not mean what they used to mean. We could get into the details. For instance, I think all three of us in this room could have been considered or might be considered classical liberals, but that doesn't mean anything to anybody else. It just means something to the people that know what a classical liberal is. A classical liberal has nothing to do with what today's liberal is, and defining what today's liberal is very, very difficult.
Actually, the funny thing is everyone in this room is also what's considered a classical conservative.
That's true, or a paleo-conservative, if you will.
Yeah, I mean...
How do you define liberal, George? That's what's important.
Yeah, pretty much like open-minded, you know, tolerant of other people's ideas, you know, and but pretty much, you know, looking for change or live and let live kind of philosophy, pretty much. Pro-freedom.
Pro-freedom.
Yeah.
Now, well, you should change your terminology. You might as well just call yourself pro-freedom. You might as well call yourself pro-liberty or libertarian.
Now, here's the problem, is that a lot of people, when they're talking about a liberal, a lot of liberals think that they're pro-freedom because they're pro-freedom on the social side, but a lot of liberals are not pro-freedom when it comes to businesses because they want to regulate the businesses. They want to create laws, and they don't realize... A lot of these people think of a corporation as this big, evil entity, almost like a monster hiding under your bed that's going to crawl out and get you at night. But a corporation is really a collection of individuals, and liberals, you know, in the classical definition now that's being applied right now, forget that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So are you pro-liberty, George, or do you think that business should be regulated?
Oh, I'm pro-liberty for the most part, yeah. I mean, for example... You know that some national regulations could be decent, if not, you know, if we're going to have it. Like, for example, the gas thing, did you know? And just about every state has their own requirements for gas blends and stuff like that, and that's one of the reasons why gas is so high up.
I didn't know that, but definitely one of the reasons why gas is so expensive is because of taxes.
That too. But I figure you could probably bring it down a couple of cents per gallon at least if... you just have one, you know, one blend for everyone, you know, for the summer, one blend for the winter, because, you know, for environmental reasons.
Well, George, there you go. You're talking about imposing governmental
standards.
Like
that. If you're going to, yeah.
Why not just let the gasoline companies determine what blends they want to offer the clients, George?
I agree with that, but
okay.
if you want to go to
Exxon because you like their blend, you can go pick their kind of like coffee. You have your blends of gasoline versus the blends of coffee. Let the market decide. George.
I don't think taste testing would be quite as fun.
I agree to let the market decide. Yeah, but I was just, you know, kind of being realistic here.
I know a few people who would mind huff testing it. George, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Crackhead Bill, who makes an appearance very occasionally on the show.
Very occasionally.
He told me one time about a friend of his that he had over at his house. And apparently, he went out in the garage. This friend went out into their garage, and he hadn't come back in. And so Bill went outside to go see what was going on. I guess it was like in the evening hours or something like that. And he wasn't in the garage. He was actually out in the front yard, like laying down flat on his back with a gas can next to him. The dude was huffing gas fumes. And that's just depraved.
That's pretty low.
It is. Yeah, it's the lowest of the lows. Huffing, I think probably, I don't know, man. Heroin versus huffing. Which one is lower?
I don't know. I think it's between.
Isn't the whole point of huffing just to get high by killing brain cells? Isn't that what's going on there?
Essentially, I think it's a battle between downing cough syrup and huffing. But the cough syrup, at least you have to buy it. I mean, huffing, you can just go find anything with the weird chemicals in it. And
that's true.
Well, then again, there's also the homeless, the drunks that are doing the Listerine.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking Listerine.
those are real winners. Well, I mean, the reason for that, of course, is because you can go and buy Listerine on Sundays. I mean, that's one of the big reasons. And, of course, it's cheaper, I think, than a lot of packaged alcoholic beverages.
Right.
But in many places in the country, you cannot purchase alcohol on Sundays. And
that's right.
In some places, you can't buy alcohol, period. Some places, there still are dry counties in America, which is just amazing.
I think that's just a crying shame.
Let's, tonight, guys, I think that we're going to focus on some emails. Of course, we're always focusing on your calls at 800-259-9231. Just like George there, you can bring up any old thing you want to, political or personal. But we have got a deluge of emails here, and the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Now, I'll read all your emails off the air, and I respond to virtually every one of them, because I think that's important to do.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't guarantee that you're going to get on the air, just because you send an email. But if you do make a call, you will get on at 800-259-9231. So we're going to get to this one from Joshua. He wrote us an email, and we read half of it last night because there's two distinct parts. They're totally different. So we'll get to his second half right now. He wants to know where we stand on the whole file-sharing legality situation in the context of the free market. He says, I own a video game system, which I paid for at Best Buy, and own every single little wire and widget inside of it. The system happened to have a hard drive in it that the manufacturer didn't really want me to get into, but I did, and I never even had to open up the console. Also, I was only able to do this with the direct help of the manufacturer. Now, this little software modification allows me to play backup copies of any game, meaning burned copies,
right,
of any game that I may find for that system on the internet. Well, of course, that's piracy and everything. You're supposed to be copying your own games. Firstly, I actually do support games that I like by buying retail copies, not used, to make sure that the developer stays in business and gives me more thumb candy, even though they may cost upwards of $40 for a new game, which he says is not cheap. Secondly, my question, since I own the system and modded it myself, am I now a criminal? Remember, race cars are legal on a racetrack. I'm not redistributing the software. Actually, only people with a modified system can even run these backups, effectively limiting the usage to a very small percentage, so the manufacturers probably don't even care about people like him. So he says this is a very gray area, and he wants to know what we think about modifying your game systems and copying games and all that good stuff in the free market. We'll come back and comment on that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free. 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
Whoa!
See,
when old Sloppy Joe isn't here, everything's
old
in a mess.
Sloppy Joe!
Well, I'm Jason.
And I'm Johnson. We should do that alphabetical, you know.
That works. There you go. All right. So 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the site. And it used to be that's all we offered. But now we go all the way back to March 1st, thanks
Tons.
To the crew. Thanks to the good folks over at downloadradio.org. And there's no cut in quality. It's the same exact ones we put up on our site back in March that they've just been archiving for us. And now we've kind of partnered up and there's more archives, and they're all still free at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. Of course, you can download the podcast version of the show as well. And hopefully you'll go vote for us over at great sites like podcastpickle.com. There are a few other sites there that you should vote for us on. because we are one of the top podcasts in the world, as a matter of fact. 800-259-9231 if you want to get interactive with us. We're going through a bunch of emails tonight because there are some good ones that we got, and they deserve to be addressed. So Joshua is asking us about how we feel in regards to modifying game hardware. Modifying the Xbox or modifying the PlayStation 2 to be able to play burned copies of games. Joshua makes it clear that he supports games that he likes by buying the retail copies to make sure the developer stays in business. But he kind of wants to know how this, you know, would tie into the free market. I don't know if he's concerned that this will be more widespread in a free market. It doesn't quite make that clear. He says it's one of the most gray areas concerning file sharing, copyright infringement, and he'd like to know where we and the free market fall in this particular case. Well, I mean, how do you feel like the free market interacts with game systems, or would things be different under a real free market with video gaming?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know, because there are... I don't believe there are industry-set standards for price. I know that as far as sports video games, you have the EA titles, mm-hmm. which brand new will retail for $49.99.
Okay.
And now you have ESPN putting out their own video games, and they're selling them for $19.99.
Really?
Brand new.
Brand new, really?
Yeah.
Really?
And they're, wow. and they're excellent games, too, just undercutting EA.
Good for them.
Good for them, indeed.
So I think that I think the video games market is one of the more unregulated industries that we have.
Right.
I mean, technology sector, if you will, is...
Although they're getting in there with them ratings.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the rating system is still voluntary for right. now, although it's certainly stirring up, as always, controversy is stirred up by games like Grand Theft Auto and things like that. I think that Joshua's kind of onto it. You know, okay, sure, they could go after you for modifying your game systems, but then you're unlikely to buy another Xbox in the future. If you put your clients in jail, if you put your customers in jail, which is what I just don't understand about this whole music sharing situation. Why are you trying to prosecute people who may potentially purchase things from your artists?
It doesn't make sense.
The other thing, and I've got to take the exact same stance on this that I take on any digital property or any, you know, music or whatnot. If you can make an exact replica of something, then you're not stealing. You're making an exact replica. And until you are doing something like selling that replica, mm-hmm. which is then stealing profit, because then you're stealing...
Right.
Until you're selling, you're not stealing. You're just making a replica of something.
So is it bad in your mind to download, let's say you download a copy of the hottest new Xbox game from the internet, and you didn't pay for it, you just downloaded it,
mm-hmm.
and then you plug it into your modified Xbox, and you play the game, and you like it? That's breaking the law. I mean, that's breaking the law as we have it on the books here in the United States. That's called piracy. But then if you go out and buy the game, what if you like the game? What if you were just doing it like Joshua says he does it to test the games out? And if he likes them, then he goes and buys them. Should someone have to go to the Blockbuster to rent a game in order to... I mean, should you have to lay down money to test a game to determine whether you like it?
Well,
or not.
It's not stealing. And that's the argument to the people who are saying, oh, they're destroying the business and they're stealing our product. It's not stealing, because you're taking computer files.
Mm-hmm.
You're just taking files.
Zeros and ones.
That costs nobody to create.
That's true.
So it's preposterous to call it stealing. Intellectual property, I still consider it sharing. It's just, and I'm the same way. If I was to come across a pirated game and I liked it, I would go out and buy it.
I think most people are like that. I think you've got to. I think you're always going to have a problem with the freeloaders, right? You're always going to have people who are not going to buy the game. They're going to download the games and keep them and never pay a cent for them. Well, okay. So what? I don't want to put those guys in jail. You know, they're not hurting anybody. Okay, they might be affecting your bottom line, and it may not be good for your sales. But the fact is, there's still plenty of people who go to Best Buy and go to all the other places you can buy software and lay down cash in trade for games.
Plenty's an understatement.
Yeah,
the vast majority of people who are video gamers buy their games.
The gaming industry is a huge... I mean, compared to what it was in the late 80s and the 90s, it is going up in popularity. The video game companies are making more money now than they ever have in the past,
we,
I think.
We did a story a couple months ago about how video game revenues have topped movie revenues for the past 3 or 4 years.
I think that people, these upper, the bigwigs in these companies, are trying to put out this these scare tactics that if we were to just let this happen, these file share, we'd go out of business. No! The only way you're going to go out of business is if you put out a crappy product and nobody wants to buy it.
Speaking of that, I think your verbal slip there, Jason, I think we can coin a new term here on Free Talk Live.
And this is what?
You started to say a pirated game?
Yes.
Now, I was just thinking that would be a great term to call a game. One of those games that everyone says is good, and then you play it and you find out it's just horrible. To call that a pirated game, because then you think it's gold, it's just pirate.
Nah.
Because
nothing's worse. Seriously, though, nothing is worse than buying, as a gamer, and I wish I had more time for it, but I don't. But in the past, nothing's worse than going to the store, buying a game, sight unseen, just maybe based off of a review that you read at best, and then plugging it into your system or plugging it into your computer and finding out it's utter dreck. And then the return policies at most stores are lacking, and so therefore you can usually only return it for the exact same game. What are you supposed to do? You've just plunked down 40 or 50 bucks on a stinker. I don't think that that's good.
That should be the term we should coin. Pirate the pirate.
I think that, I think that if we had a free market, a true free market, where people were not being persecuted for so-called piracy, I think we'd end up with better content. I think we'd end up with better games, because it would kind of go back to the old shareware model, in a way, I think, which was, I think, a beautiful model. From back in the early 90s, I remember when Doom came out for the computer. It was shareware. You got to play the entire first third of the game
free. It was really interesting to hear my boss came up to me today. He's like, yeah, and I heard this thing, this article, he was, something about this open office, I guess they've got this new file for, and he started telling me about something I already knew about.
Okay.
But, there is now a suite of open source office applications called OpenOffice, and they've merged this file format that is cross-platform compatible for all the different
types of doc files and text files.
Yep, and it's free. It's absolutely free.
Ideas should be free. More coming up. If you've got a comment, do you think that we should restrict intellectual property, specifically video games, software, music? 800-259-9231. Take control of the show.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop. Does your car sound like the Clydesdales in Fast Forward? The problem could be unhealthy joints. No, not the horses, your cars. When we come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
That clacking could be a sign of old age in your car's CV or constant velocity joints. These flexible joints allow drive shafts and axles to steer cars smoothly. But if they don't function properly, axles could freeze up or even fall off.
How do you recognize faulty CV joints? Popping and clicking when turning and clunking when accelerating are classic signs. And if you can create these noises by putting your car in reverse and backing in a circle, uh-oh, your CV joints are really aching. So communicate these symptoms to your technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can take control of the show. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the updates that we've got. All you have to do is sign up real quick and easy, and we'll send you emails whenever there's something to announce about the show. I think if I can get everything working correctly, I can't guarantee it, but that Fox 13 clip, we were on television this week, Tampa Bay's Fox 13. Finally, I think I might be able to get that up on the website tonight. So when that goes up, you'll get an update in your email box if you're on the updates list at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and sign up for that. We're talking about software and piracy and whether or not, you know, in a free market, would there be piracy? In a free America, would there be such a concept? The idea that transferring a data file from one computer to another, or giving somebody a CD with the same songs that you had originally, you know, that you had purchased at the store, would that be illegal in a free market? Should it be illegal in a free market? Would there anything like that be prohibited?
I don't think so. I don't think there'd be any reason for it to be illegal.
Well, no, I don't. I agree with you, and we kind of got into this during the break. The question, I guess, on the table is in regards to intellectual property. Period. I mean, that's where all this is going. Is intellectual property really property? Or is it just a created concept that the government has brought to us and has used to restrict things and restrict access to ideas?
Well, it's obviously a created concept because, look, they named it piracy. I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, really think about that for a second. They're using that word. Whenever they have one of these things, they use a word like that. They try to attribute something nasty and awful to it.
Sure, a negative connotation about swashbucklers and doubloons. And Jolly Roger.
Redbeard.
Gold beard.
Yeah, that's a great point, that they try to demonize the people who are doing this. And I think for the most part, a lot of the piracy that's going on out there actually ends up resulting in purchases. And I've given an honest example. I don't have cable television. My favorite television show is Penn and Teller's BS. And it was on this week, and it was a great episode about conspiracy theories.
It was.
They just tore it up, as they always do. Fantastic show. But it's a half an hour a week. Am I really going to be paying for, what, 40, 50, 60? I don't even know what they charge for cable these days. $60 a month for a multi-pack with the Showtime included, because it's a Showtime show. And that way I can have my one half hour a week that I watch of television, $60 a month.
Just because the cable companies refuse to offer a la carte?
Right.
Because the sports programs, which I don't have a problem with personally, take up by far the biggest chunk of the cable package, the price. I mean, they need to pay off the NFL. They need to pay off Major League Baseball, NBA, everybody. And it totals up to about a third of your cable bill.
Well, I refuse to participate in that. However, I want to support my favorite show. And so the reason I found this show in the first place was not because I stumbled across it on TV, because I heard that it was good. I went and sought it out online, downloaded the entire season, watched it, loved it, and bought the DVD set. Did I break the law? Should I go to jail for that? No way!
According to the bureaucrats.
Oh, well, according to the bureaucrats, yes. But hopefully Penn and Teller wouldn't press charges, especially considering I'm promoting them here, and considering they're libertarians as well.
Oh, yeah. We promote those guys.
You never know, though. They're producers, and they're...
I can't imagine that Penn and Teller would go after anybody for
I don't think
pirating
would.
Their show. Because they want... I think that any television show would want to have more viewers.
Well, Penn Jillette's a libertarian,
yeah.
So...
And so is Teller.
Yeah.
Although he, you know, doesn't talk about it very often.
He doesn't talk about anything very often.
He does write it down. He does do articles, though. I've seen him.
Well, he does talk, just not on the shows.
That's right. True.
Apparently, apparently, when there's actually interviews, like, for example, if we were to get them to come on our show,
right.
It would be Teller speaking, not Penn. So.
Well, Penn, I'm sure, would do a lot more speaking, just because that's in his nature. He's just a big, loud guy, and that's
apparently,
the
when they do interviews, it switches.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. The only time I've ever seen Teller talk is on Penn and Teller Get Killed, the movie that they did in the late 80s. He talks at the end of that movie.
Hmm.
So it's kind of cool.
He talks in an episode of The Simpsons that they appeared in as
oh,
well.
Really? Yep, right on. 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, should we get rid of intellectual property? And I say we should, because ideas are meant to be free. Ideas are allow us to create wealth. Wealth is unlimited. Now, wealth is a concept that people just don't understand. They don't teach about it in school. They taught me how to write checks in high school, in government high school. That's about the extent of the economics that I learned. But what they don't explain is what wealth is and how it's created. And one of the ways that wealth is created is through taking natural resources and combining it with an idea. You think something of, hey, I can take that rock and fashion it into a hammer. Now, that was kind of the early wealth from way, 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 way back. And then you fashion the rock into a hammer, and then you've got a new piece of wealth, if you will. You've got a new concept, a new idea. And if the cavemen, back in the old days, if the guy who invented the hammer had been able to enforce his patent, like let's say he could write a patent somehow on the cave wall and say that this is my concept, I figured out how to hone this hammer, and none of the rest of you can use it unless you pay me a licensing fee.
In women.
Or hides, or something like that. And what would that have done to the development back then? What would that have done to mankind's push onward?
Stifled it.
Absolutely it would, because nobody else would be able to get their hands on a hammer. If they would fashion their own hammers, then the governments at the time would have prevented them from doing so and had thrown them in jail. That's his hammer. That's his idea. You have to ask permission. No, it's an idea. And it was a good idea. And the fact that people want to use your idea for their own purposes and to create their own wealth, because, you see, once you've created wealth, it's not going to go away. That concept is there. The hammer has been created. And now you can take that hammer and you can build things with it, thereby creating more wealth. Do you see how wealth builds on itself? You take one idea, combine it with natural resources, you get item number C. Then you can take item C, combine it with another natural resource or another idea, and you've got something totally new. And this goes on throughout time, and now we've got cell phones and computers and all kinds of crazy stuff. Now, and the reason we have these things is not because Congress passed patent law. I'm sorry, it's not that way. I'd like to hear from you, though. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, there are some real scary concepts as far as eliminating patent law and eliminating intellectual property rights. People get scared. Like, I know our Friday night co-host, Scott, he is a comedian. And he goes around and does different acts at different places. And he was concerned that he said, well, if we got rid of intellectual property laws, then anybody could rip off my act and start profiting from my comedy.
That's right. Imagine the situation back in the early 90s, the infamous situation involving one Mr. Vanilla Ice stealing the song beat from David Bowie and Queen. under. Yeah. See, we had that thing, the ding, ding, which totally different. Now, what do you do about that when somebody totally and blatantly rips off another person's ideas, musically speaking?
We're talking about a totally different situation where you would not be able to do anything about it. You know, if you put that idea out there, it should be free for other people to use. Now, yes, that means... For Scott, for our friend, our co-host, Scott, that means there's a chance somebody's going to steal his material.
And profit from
it. And profit from it. But that just means you have to change your jokes more often. That just means you have to be a better comedian. That means you have to get more competitive and come out with new ideas and new jokes and new concepts and new songs. And it just fosters more competition. What's wrong with that? 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Thank you.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's toll-free for you to take control of. If you want, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And it's Ian here with you.
Dan, Jason.
And Johnson.
Again, 800-259-9231. We have got all kinds of emails to burn through here tonight, and we've only had a chance to go to one of them. So let's move on, because they're good ones. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read them on the air, but we might. This one from Brian says, "Hello again, guys. Part of the reason I'm a libertarian has to do with my atheism. As someone who does not subscribe to the majority religious opinions of the country, I'm especially aware of the need for separation of church and state. With that in mind, I was especially troubled by the link that I found in my email this morning. This really does move me that much closer to signing up to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project." And then he provides a link that he was apparently emailed this morning. He was linked to Christian Exodus, their website. Now, do either of you, are you familiar enough to describe the Christian Exodus?
Oh. I signed up just to see how many members they had.
Did you really?
Pathetic, yeah.
Wait, they wouldn't let you see the member count prior to signing up?
Nope.
How many members did they have when you signed up?
I don't know, it was like 600.
Oof. That's not too shabby.
Did they have a spot on national news?
Fox News covered them.
And they only have 600.
Yeah,
well,
like
you can't get 20,000 sign-ups off of one piece of news coverage. I mean, the idea behind advertising is to hit people over and over and over again. So if Fox had covered them on the news for an entire 24-hour period...
I don't know. I was like, just surprised. I thought that an organization like that of Christians would have exploded in popularity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Freedom and Jesus.
Now, this Christian Exodus program is a lot like the Free State Project in its build, in its intention.
They actually ripped off, speaking of intellectual property rights, they actually literally ripped off descriptions from the Free State Project site as far as how it was working, and they changed a few words, and they created the Christian Exodus. And I'm all for it. I mean, I have more power to you. I'll plug their site, ChristianExodus.org. All of those of you out there who are just nutty, zealotous Christians that can't stand living with us secularist types, move to the whatever the hell state they pick.
And they want to do, I mean, they're into freedom as well, except for the fact that they want to force you to adopt Christianity, but,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Force you not to be gay and force you not to have sex outside of marriage. Who knows what anti-personal freedoms laws they would want to pass. But the idea is the same as the Free State Project. The Free State Project concept is to move 20,000 liberty lovers to New Hampshire in order to be more free. The concept of the Christian Exodus is to move X amount of
wackos.
Christian zealots to the same state so they can have their little Christian state. And I think it's brilliant, personally. I think it's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
If you're offended by the fact that we're calling you a wacko and you're Christian, 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah, I won't call them wackos. It's not very nice. They were just raised the wrong way.
I'm not blanketing the term wacko over all Christians.
I was just ignorant.
As was I. But I mean,
I will, because I've never been a Christian, so I'll just call you
Mr.
all
freaks. High and Mighty.
There are plenty of great Christians out there, plenty of freedom-loving Christians
out there. We heard from the Christian anarchist last night.
Right.
That's good.
But then again, you also have your whacknut Christians
who want
no civil liberties for anybody because God says it's wrong. God doesn't like that sodomy. Cut it out.
I know what the Bible says. I've read it 1,000 times.
Yeah, I was an Episcopalian altar boy and embarrassed my mother in front of the entire church.
No kidding.
How's that?
Well, I was put up on stage as an altar boy, and you know, I heard someone was talking actually on this show the other day about how they, you know, had to hold perfectly still as an altar boy. I don't remember what episode that was. It was a little while ago. But
I was an acolyte as a young lad, but there was no stillness rule.
No,
I was a altar boy and a Eucharistic minister in the Roman Catholic Church.
Were you ever told that you had to hold perfectly still? Or not?
All the time.
Yes, yeah, so it was you.
Probably.
Yes, it was you. And I got up on there. You know, up on whatever this stage is called.
It's a performance.
Who knows? Yeah, it is, really. And, I was, you know, wearing the robes and whatnot, and underneath I was wearing, like, high tops, high top sneakers.
Sure.
And I thought the whole thing was ridiculous. I didn't want to be there. So one of the first things I do is I start slowly inching up the robes, and I start doing a little footsie dance with my sneakers, showing everybody out there. And then, you know, I was like...
My mom's watching.
I was like 6'8". Yeah, my mom's like, you know, covering her face, like embarrassed. Her sister's kind of laughing at her, kind of appalled and just like disgusted, and both of them were freaking out. And then the other thing that I started to do after that was apparently the minister, Reverend whatever, I don't even know what it's called, and that is, you know, he's talking, and I just start mouthing the words, and I'm just like mouthing along, and then I start doing little hand puppets of him, like a little thumb puppet. I was just going along. I hated the whole thing. I, you know, even at that age, I think it was like 6, 7, 8 or something like that, I was like, religion's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I was this kind of the same way when I was younger. I didn't want to be there. I would have rather been anywhere else, and so I was the kind of person who would skip out on Sunday school and just go hang around, you know, until it was over, hang around outside somewhere. I just didn't want to participate.
Although, to be fair to all you Christians out there, if you don't want your kids to be free thinkers, don't let them learn all the swear words by the age of 5, and don't let them listen to George Carlin at, like, 7.
You know, there's no way to prevent your kids from doing that sort of thing. I'm sorry. Parents, if there are people out there who really believe it's possible to shield their children from all the swear words and all the violence of the world,
yeah, I learned them from a friend, a kid. There was no way my parents would have been able to prevent me from learning that.
Right.
Maybe the George Carlin thing, but
the only way you might be able to do it is to totally isolate your child from any outside influences, period. Like, never let them leave the house.
And then once they do leave the house, the common find is they just explode.
But now that I'm an adult, I know that George Carlin's liberal and awful.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. So those of you who are wanting to impose your personal views on everybody, you should go check out ChristianExodus.org, because I want you to move out of New Hampshire if you live there so we can take your place. This is more Free Talk Live on the way. Take control of the show, 800-259.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
And Johnson.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We can vote for the show. We were the number one podcast in the world for 11 days straight this month. And I think that is pretty impressive, although today we were unceremoniously knocked out of our number one spot. Yes, but that, it could be regained. It's possible.
It could be regained if you want to go right now to vote.freetalklive.com.
That's
and,
right. If you haven't voted this month yet, if you already have voted this month, you can't do anything.
You can tell a friend.
You could definitely tell two friends. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. But the cool thing is, it's going to reset again in June, so I'm sure we'll take it again.
But, I mean, we need to hold it for the rest of the month.
Although
this
is the longest,
this
is the longest we've ever held it, though, for 11 days. So
yeah, we can't let this last. We need to regain it back and hold it for the rest of the month.
And it won't last. I mean, the number two, the show that's number one right now, really, how long could they possibly go for?
They're a gimmick show.
Yeah, it's going to burn out. They're going to get a divorce. They're going to get tired of it. They're going to get tired of making who knows how much they make per show. I know they got sponsors, apparently, but they're going to get sick of it. Because for most of these guys, it's a hobby. For us, it's a political movement and hopefully a career in the future.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Jason, where are we going here? You got something interesting.
Let's go to Orange County, Florida. A undercover deputy entered the Florida hospital in Orange County for a shot of pain medication.
Mm-hmm.
But he found that the syringe was filled with something different.
Oh?
Glitter. Like the sparkly kind?
Yeah.
Like the girls put on their eyes and that sort of
makeup.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind. Glitter.
Glitter. They injected him with
They injected him with glitter. Even the attorney for Florida Hospital called this case exquisitely bizarre.
Yeah.
Someone must have been mad at that guy.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. And it was the cosmetic-type glitter, according to the attorneys for the undercover deputy, injected right into the muscles of the deputy's hip.
Wow.
He had gone to the Florida Hospital for sinus surgery in 2000, and the nurses were supposed to inject him with Demerol, and said he got the glitter. And it didn't make him feel any better.
I bet. What's that going to do to you?
Well, 3 months
later... All sorts of horrible things.
For instance, 3 months later, he had a 4-inch by 4-inch mass near the injection site, boop, lifted. Because it was all contaminated with glitter crap.
Lifted, he mean they just excised it?
Yeah, okay. Took it out.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. They described it as, quote, a green and red sparkling material.
Did he not find
material.
Out until then? I mean, did he...
Oh, he didn't find out until this surgery to have it removed that it was...
So did they maybe glitter. Give him a shot, a pain shot and a glitter shot? That way the pain went away, so he felt like he got what he'd come for? So, I mean...
No, he said he didn't feel any better. So they shot him up with glitter and sent him on his way.
And do they know who it was?
Nope.
Don't they normally keep records of what nurses give the patients shots?
Maybe it was a really unintelligent nurse and she just thought it was a needle full of magic.
Pixie dust. It'll make them fly.
I don't know, man. That is bizarre. I mean, we've had some weirdo stories on this show before, but that's definitely up there with the top.
I'm just betting that he did something to really aggravate one of the nurses.
He could have been just a dick.
Yeah. He did something really horrible. Maybe he slept with one of the nurses and then... Said something awful.
Or maybe he arrested one of their husbands or something like that.
Yes,
who knows? There's so many bad cops out there. Odds are good. He's one of them. So, there you go. 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is on the way. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. We still got some great emails coming up. Otherwise, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of cookie-cutter conservative talk radio...